This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by Lynn Classical head football coach Brian Vaughn. Coach Vaughn, welcome.
How are you doing today, Bill?
I'm good. So you guys are home this Friday night, playing host to Medford, coming off the win last week against Malden. Check it the other way around. I got it the other way wrong. My mistake. All right. So we got Malden this Friday night, 7:30, and it was Medford with the win last week. But before we get to Friday's game, this coming Friday, let me ask you about the game last week. I heard some great things. Of course, Brian Vaughn Jr., your son, was quarterbacking, passing, and so on with the big win last week, 38-14. But I understand John Naske made some great catches for you guys Thursday night. Yeah.
Yes. John's been playing really well. We were expecting him to have a big year. He wasn't really around all summer. He was away taking care of some family stuff down in Texas. And then when he came back, he was ready to rock and roll in August. And his goals, his goal is to be one of the best players in the area, and he's worked really hard to do that, to put him in the position to do that. And he's a good player, but more importantly, he's a really good person. Does really well academically, and doing community service. He's just an overall great kid. So I couldn't be more happy for him.
Yeah, that sounds great. It sounds great getting a player from Texas, too, even though he's not from Texas.
Yeah, he's not from Texas.
No, I know.
He went to visit family.
I know. Yeah. I'm just kidding you. Yeah, exactly. But describe him to our listeners as a player. What is he? Height, his skill set? Well, tell me about that.
Yeah, John's around 5'10", 170. Pretty good speed and foot quickness. I think what really just makes him unique is, he's a hard worker, very high IQ football-wise. He's always looking to study, not just the receiver position, but, attacking coverages, attacking better at man-to-man routes. He's a real student in the game. I think that's what really makes him, that's really has helped him this season. He's become a student of the game.
Yeah, absolutely. Brian, it's been a while since we talked a few weeks ago. Maybe give our listeners an update, too, on some of the players and the progress that they've made so far for you guys this year.
I think our offensive line's kind of been coming along in our pass protection and our run game stuff. We're actually young. We're actually starting three sophomores. So, a lot of our credit to the good things that have been happening, it's to those guys. Brandon DeRose, the sophomore center. Giovanni Pena, sophomore right tackle. And Manny Mendez, sophomore left guard. So those guys have been working hard. Every day their goal is to get better, and they've been trying to do that. And they show up to work every day prepared and ready to go to work. And hopefully we can keep it up.
I want to flip it over to the defensive side of the football, because I saw you guys at least the second half in Peabody, and throughout that game you were lights out through three quarters, and then things kind of changed a bit in the fourth quarter, as we talked about that night. But your defense has got to be a big key. So tell me more about those guys on the defensive side.
Yeah, they've been playing well for the most part. I think, like I said, we had a hiccup in the fourth quarter versus Peabody. That's just a credit to Peabody. They were down a little bit. But, for the most part, they've been playing really well. Coach Joe Ford's done an outstanding job game playing on our defense and handling the defensive coordinator responsibilities. Obviously, we lost one of our linebackers the first game, Tyron. So we have a junior linebacker, Abner Lopez, stepping in. He's been playing lights out the last three games. First year player, first year starter as well. So he's been doing really well in defense. Giovanni Pena again, he's been doing really well in defense as well. And then Ryan Booth, our free safety, he makes all the formation adjustment calls in the secondary. Again, he's only a sophomore, and he's been doing really well getting everybody lined up accordingly to our defense, our secondary defense.
One other player I just have to ask you about. Guy's kid's name is Brian Vaughn Jr. So what can you give me an update on him in the last couple of weeks?
Brian's been playing well. He's starting to feel a lot more comfortable with movement and moving around, and you know, his confidence is starting to come back. Like I said before, you know, he's come a long way. I'm so proud of, you know, him overcoming the adversity, because there was a point where, you know, we were sitting in the doctor's office and they said, you might not run again. So he's come a long way to overcome that, but he still has a long way to go. So you know, I'm happy for him. The team's happy for him, and I'm pretty sure he's happy for himself.
He should be. It's remarkable, and it's a great story of and I know we want him to come even along a lot further, as you've just pointed out, and so on. But it's a remarkable story, and wish him the very best moving forward here.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah. So okay. So Maldon, Friday night, 7:30, your next game. What can you tell me about this matchup? How you see Maldon this week?
Oh, Maldon's a gritty team. You know, they got a bunch of dudes on offense and defense that can run. They have a lot of team speed, which has been keeping me up all week. So, you know, we expect to go out there and just, you know, we got to play mistake-free football to put us in a position to be successful. And, you know, I'm hoping we can do that.
Gotcha. Anything else, Brian, that you want to share with us about classical football here at this point?
I think that's it.
Well, congrats so far on what you've been able to accomplish, and we will talk again soon, and good luck Friday night.
Oh, thank you, man. I appreciate it. And as always, man, I appreciate everything you do for high school sports in the area.
You're kind of nice. Very nice. Thanks, Coach Vaughn, and we'll talk soon. Yep.
All right. Have a good one.
Yep. Brian Vaughn, head football coach at Lynn Classical High School, here on MSONewsports.com.